Constantine Maroulis is here. Constantine, we didn't watch the Emmys last night. I didn't watch the red carpet coverage, which I did for the Met Gala last week. And I have to be honest, before this morning, I never heard of Ted Lasso. So what exactly would me and Bernie miss?
I think you guys would dig the show. It's got this kind of great dark humor. You got to root for Jason Sudeikis, his gorgeous wife. They're, you know, with two kids. They had the great Hollywood love story, all this. She dumps him for a 25-year-old pop star, you know, who's now going to become a movie star. She's directing him in films. They're on yachts. They're on the islands together. He comes up with this obscure idea based on basically, you know, his love for sports, watching highlights, whatnot. The show gets fast-tracked. He shoots it over in the UK, gets away from all the gossip, comes up with this amazing show, an incredible cast. It's taken the internet by storm. The industry loves it. And then he wins the Emmy for Best Actor in the comedy as well. His show gets praised. He's got a great suit on. I'm stoked for the guy. It's a funny show, but for me, it's like five episodes in. I'm like, all right, I get it. I don't need to see every episode, but it's really funny and it's really well done.
Well, listen, yeah, he's been through some tough time. Maybe she'll come back to him now, but who knows? Olivia Wilde we're talking about, of course. Also, at the Emmys last night, I know you're a big fan, Constantine. The Crown. The Crown won big. The Crown and Ted Lasso were the two big winners, from what I understand.
I love The Crown. Each season has gotten better and better. Say what you want about, you know, the royalty and whatnot, but you know, Americans love it. There's just this romance about the story and the lineage and all the history. It's so well done. Great cast. You know, this last season they sort of they aged it up into the Diana era, and all of this Diana stuff is happening. I had, you know, the cast of Princess Diana, the musical, on my show recently. David Bryan wrote a musical. The Crown is popping. It's all over these documentaries. So there's just a fascination with it. It's so well done. And
it really is. I've seen it myself. It's great. You know, ironically or whatever, I didn't like they obsessed too much to me on Harry and on William and
You're talking about Princess Diana and her husband.
Charles. Yeah, Princess Diana and Charles. Yeah,
right.
They obsessed way too much on that and her, you know, throwing up all the time. I thought that was too much. I enjoyed the first three seasons, did not enjoy the fourth.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the sort of birth of that gossip world, for lack of a better phrase, that we live in today. That was the start of it in the height of the 80s, you know, the People magazine covers and all the rumors and that paparazzi fascination, which has always been around since Marilyn Monroe, but it just went to a different level in that decade. So I think they felt like those stories needed to be told, for sure.
Well, Gillian Anderson's portrayal of Margaret Thatcher was brilliant in Three and Four.
Well, she's incredible, and she looked super hot last night. They had, you know, a sort of remote, you know, I thought she looked pretty great.
Super hot?
Anderson, I thought that was, you know, maybe about as top-notch as it gets.
A woman who played Margaret Thatcher looked super hot.
I mean, maybe that's why you banged Ramona. You ever think about that, Constantine?
Oh, my God. If she was a housewife, we'd be in a whole different situation. If you saw her accept her win last night, I think you would feel a little differently. I loved what Hannah Waddingham said when she accepted her award for Ted Lasso. She's a tall, short-haired blonde, you know, she's almost got like the Sly Stallone ex, what was her name from the 80s?
Angie Everhart.
No. Oof, she was amazing, too. But no, Bridget...
Nielsen?
Bridget Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen, yes.
Yeah. She married Mark Gastineau, too, from the Jets, just so you know.
Yeah, that's right. She's had some history, and she said something beautiful. She said, Jason, thank you. Thank you. My girls, thank you. I'm a single mom. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Listen, Hollywood, hire more theater actors, right? And I loved her saying that because it's so true. Debbie Allen's speech was wonderful. I mean, the great Debbie Allen. And it was the most diverse group of nominees in history, but shortly after the telecast, hashtag Emmys so white took over the internet.
Right, of course it did.
And they
complained about Rita Wilson in the open, the Bismarcky song. I mean, come on.
I loved that. I mean, you got to love some Bismarcky. LL Cool J grabbing the mic. it was fun. It was all pre-taped and lip-synced, which was weird for me, but the Norm MacDonald shout-outs were great. Seth Rogen was really funny.
Seth Rogen lost a lot of weight. I barely recognized him. The best Brigitte Nielsen story ever, you guys don't know this, but the reason why they stopped serving beer in the fourth quarter at MetLife Stadium or Giants Stadium was because of her. Because the Jets are playing the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. The Jets were getting killed. They were down like 30-0. Jim Kelly was killing them. And the Jet fans were all drunk and rowdy, as they always are, by the way. And they actually urinated. I swear to God, it's a true story. They urinated on Brigitte Nielsen. She was sitting in the stands because she was dating Mark Gastineau. And after that Monday Night game, Giants Stadium, now MetLife Stadium, stopped serving beer after the third quarter.
She's to blame. Flavor Flav also was one of her squeezes,
too.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was like the last chapter of her television career. There. She somehow had a baby at 60. I don't know. Anyway, maybe some of those whatever they were shooting up Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, she
might
have gotten a little.
Oh, the great one himself.
RFK Stadium last week, all the sewage leaking all over the fans.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Hey, there's a question here from a listener. Sure. They want to know, what do you think about Conan acting out last night at the Emmys?
You know, good for him. He's always the modest one that ends up never winning, but everyone loves him. He's, you know, his final year on the Conan show, and I thought it was super funny. Good for him. He even got up there with the other writers for one of the shows and just like hung out like he was one of the writers, which he was not. I think everyone was secretly rooting for him. You know, the guy's still young. He's had a great career. He's a great writer. And you got to love Conan. I've always loved him. And he's always kind of gotten the S end of the stick, if you know what I mean. But I think that's not the last we'll see with him for sure. It was a good night. It was hard to compete with that insane football game, though. You know?
Yeah. Oh, it was a great game. Kansas City, Baltimore.
Constantine Maroulis on the Bernie and Sid show. On the way out, to your point, hashtag so white. They write about it in the New York Post. The guy who played Prince Philip, and I believe he's a Brit, Tobias Menzies, he took home the supporting actor of he beat out Michael K. Williams, who just died. How can you have a Brit beat out an American actor, a black actor, who just died of a... I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you. You know, the nominations were there. You had a diverse group.
I know how
you
it's racist.
Control. Hopefully, you're not controlling who's voting for who. And, you know, it's supposed to be diplomatic. And, you know, it's... there's a process, but... But, I mean, how do you gauge acting? Anyhow, these are all excellent.
Maybe he did a better job too. Is that possible?
It's possible.
Possibly, yeah. But again, you know, it's like it's so subjective to me. The content, we're in such a wonderful world of scripted content out there. It's so hard to judge one show from the next, especially when they're on that level. Just enjoy it all. Everyone gets to dress up. Hollywood is stupid. We know it is. We love it. We say dumb things. We do dumb things. But look, I'm consuming more content than ever, and I'm loving it, man. And it was a good night for Hollywood. Seth Rogen kind of took the piss out of everybody, which was fun. And he looked pretty good in that pink suit.
He did look good. All right, listen, great job as always, Constantine. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Thank you for today's conversation. You were terrific. Thank you.
All right, boys. Peace.
See ya. Constantine Maroulis right here on Bernie and Sid.